Caught up with longtime Idaho Farm Bureau board member Brad Marchant. Had a great conversation. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. I'm guessing that being on the board, you probably got phone calls at night over the years.
Oh, yeah. They were mostly civil. I didn't really have any angry people call me. I had people call that disagreed with me, and I still have a representative in our district that brings it up quite often about Farm Bureau was on the wrong side, not a different side than he wanted. But
over the years, the cattlemen have been at odds with the Farm Bureau on many issues, but somehow you seem to smooth things over with them.
Well, I got right in on the tail end of that. The fact that I'm a member of the Idaho Cattle Association, and that's, I think, all farmers and ranchers ought to be members of their specific ag organizations, cattle, potatoes, sugar beets, and Farm Bureau. Because of the effectiveness of Farm Bureau, the legislators know that we are a general farm organization, and we strive not to hurt one segment of agriculture at the expense of the other one. So I think that's one of the things that gives us a lot of clout. But we need to work closely with those other organizations because now I'm involved in the cattle business, so that's the one I know most about. I need to know the issues. When I first started going to cattle association meetings, there was some cool receptions from two or three individuals.
But cool receptions beat outright aggression. I'm David Sparks, proud to be producing this program in association with the Ag Information Network.